The Last Rose of Summer, Episode 5. Baxter's search for his rebel friend Mitchell has ended with the discovery of a hideout in the hull of a half-sunken ship in the river beneath the Central Command building. Randall's police search has been less successful, for he has found that the computer is withholding vital information from him. Now Mitchell, Baxter, and the underbelly leader Avery Sim are preparing to do the impossible, to mount an attack on the closely guarded computer at the heart of Central Command.
Hey, you!
Are you talking to me?
I'm police.
Oh, are you looking for that woman?
Mrs. Mitchell, yes I am. Where is she?
Oh, she's with one of your lot, through the turnstiles and up on the mezzanine.
Oh, thanks.
You are now entering the Library Division of Central Command. As you step through the turnstile, place both hands palm down on the metal plates. Place any luggage on the chute. Thank you. Enjoy your visit.
Here, look where you're going.
I'm sorry.
Kaloran!
Over here, sir.
God, the size of this place. It's taken me 10 minutes to find you. Where is she?
I've got her on a chair around the corner. So far, she hasn't been fit to move.
And why's that?
Hysterics. My guess is that she's just about managed to clear Mitchell out of her life when there he is, thundering past at top speed.
You said over the phone that there were three of them.
Well, one of them we can't identify, but we think the other may have been Mitchell's friend Baxter.
Baxter? We've checked the records, clean bill of health.
That may be so, but in the last half hour I've been trying to check back on those records in case we'd missed anything.
What do you mean, trying?
They've disappeared. Gone from the memory.
Gone from the memory?
As far as Central Command's concerned, he doesn't exist and never existed.
Oh. This is getting too complicated.
It gets worse. We don't know where they are. All we do know is that they haven't left the building, but the computer says that everybody's accounted for.
Have you looked for them?
I've got men combing the library. Nothing yet.
Well, where could they be?
Not in any of the manned areas, that's certain. There are corridors leading off this level into the main technical areas, but they're booby-trapped.
You sure?
Sergeant Bennett was quite badly injured finding out. We're certain that nobody can have used those corridors for years. It's only the maintenance robots that can get through them safely.
Yeah, but could somebody be using them now?
If they have been, I'd guess that they're lying dead round a corner where we can't see them.
I'd like to believe that, but I don't. Mitchell's been too full of surprises to be predictable now. Anyway, let's step over and see Mrs. Mitchell.
We've been dosing her with brandy. That's how we managed to get a bit of the story out of her.
What put you onto this in the first place?
One of the attendants called us. Seems he saw it as well.
And where is he now?
We don't know. He wandered off and we can't find him.
Wandered off?
It's this place, sir. It's huge. And we can't get any cooperation from the computer.
Oh, Lord preserve us. Mrs. Mitchell. God, how much brandy did you give her? Help me get her back on the chair.
She's been helping herself out of the bottle.
Oh,
Mrs. Mitchell, can you hear me?
I am not Mrs. Mitchell. My name is Susan of the Steelworks. I am a passionate love goddess, and men are powerless before my...
Before your breath, I should think.
No, before my all-conquering Pulchrimnium.
What's Pulchrimnium? Oh, to hell with that. Get the bloody woman sober.
Mrs. Mitchell.
Mrs. Young
Mitchell!
Man, don't
watch
you
out!
Do that to me! I'll
oh,
know you.
Jesus!
Whoops!
Are you all right, lad?
Can't get my breath.
Oh, bit of a mistake to stand over a knee like that.
I think she's ruined me.
Well, you'll concentrate more on your work now. Rearrange yourself and find me the attendant who saw Mitchell. I'm going over to one of the terminals to talk to the computer.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Library Division of Central Command. Please...
Randall, police, remember?
What is so important that it can distract you from your search for Mitchell?
Nothing.
Then kindly return to it. Your continuing failure threatens the state.
My failure?
You, my police force. Children, unfit for the simplest task.
Tracking Mitchell is not simple.
And how have you conducted yourselves? You sit and wait for him to deliver himself. Or you lift stones to see if he crawls from underneath. Or at best you sniff the sheets where he lay a week before.
How do you expect us to succeed when you won't even give us basic information?
I tell you nothing you do not need to know. The essential fact is yours.
And what's that supposed to be?
Mitchell is a citizen. Construct the right program and work it through to the end. There you will find him.
People don't act according to programs, especially this one.
You are only a man. You can never understand.
If it's as simple as that, why haven't you found him?
It is sufficient that I want him found, and still you fail me.
There have been developments. We know where he is.
Have him dead within the hour.
Now, just a minute. We only know the general area. We need help to narrow it down.
Draw as many men as you need.
It's not a question of men.
Then where is he?
He's here.
Make sense. Explain yourself.
He's here in the library. Or else he's already moved on to the unmanned areas. Well, don't you understand?
I understand that your period of usefulness to me is rapidly drawing to a close.
Look, he was seen...
Seen? What is an eye compared to the range of my senses? At every moment I can see, taste, even touch everybody in this building. I know them by their weight on my carpets, by the moisture in their breath, by the heat of their skins. None of them is Mitchell.
Two people at least have
With two seen... people, the error is merely doubled. Leave this place, Inspector Randall. There is nothing for you here. I will consider your future.
Somewhere. Anything?
Not from the machine. If Mitchell is in here, he must have found some way of bypassing the security.
Is that possible?
Well, the computer certainly doesn't think so, but it can only see from the inside. As far as it's concerned, the security's perfect.
What about the other two with him?
Train goes for them. With Central Command refusing to acknowledge them, it's actually protecting them. Look, can't you shut that woman up?
Oh, I'm not going near her. I've had enough for one day.
Well, somebody give her the rest of the bottle to finish off.
Whoops. Oh, medicine.
No, that's better. Now, who's this?
This is the attendant who saw Mitchell and the others.
Didn't I speak to you on the way in?
Not very politely.
Well, where the hell did you wander off to?
Oh, nobody said they wanted me to stay. Some of us work, you know.
Yeah, all right. Well, tell us what you saw.
No, I already told this fella.
Now tell me.
Well, I'm mopping up down by the turnstile, see, when the outside doors come flying open and these three men come in on the run.
What do they look like?
Look like? Well, two of them were citizens, I could see that much. The other was a big fella with
he
a
He said
beard.
That one of the citizens was carrying a bag slung over his
yeah,
shoulder.
Who's telling
yeah, all right, all right, all right. Go on.
Well, they hit the turnstiles and carried on the other side without stopping. When they reached the bottom of the stairs up the mezzanine, the lady over there starts screaming and creating. Well, with all the trouble they caused, I couldn't see where they went after that.
What did you do then?
Well, one of them had knocked over me bucket, see, so I went to the nearest maintenance point and asked what I should do about it.
And what response did you get?
Nothing. Just kept flashing incorrect data at me. So when one of your lot turned up to see the woman, I told it all to him.
Listen, Neil, it's obvious that Mitchell's found some way to get round the security program. I want you to run a check and see if you can track down somebody old who may have worked with them years back. If you find anybody, pull out all the stops and get them down here. Helicopter if you need one.
Will do.
Now, is there anything else you can tell me?
Oh, I've told you all of it.
You said they hit the turnstiles and carried on without stopping. Well, surely they slowed down.
Oh, that's a funny thing.
Well, will you keep that woman quiet?
That's it.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said they didn't go through them, they jumped over them.
I found one who may fit the bill. Old chap, used to work with computers before they made him redundant. He hasn't worked for the last 50 years.
Good work. Where is he?
He was moved to a convalescent home 3 weeks ago.
Then you better hurry. Try and get him out before they serve lunch.
We've come this far, Mitchell. Why no further?
We'll have to wait a while. We'll have to pass through that doorway.
What's that blue line painted across the floor?
It marks a screen of some kind. It's holding back dust, flies, anything like that. The atmosphere's filtered in the main block.
But how do you know it's there?
I don't for sure. But the need for sealing off was mentioned in the plans, and I can't see any other way. It's not as if there were any doors.
We can't move, then.
The screens will have to shut off if a maintenance robot passes through.
But that may not be for ages.
I don't know. Give me a hand to get this wall panel open.
Here, let me.
It's a bit risky, old man.
I was wondering how long it'd take.
What?
Before you started calling me old man again.
Oh, sorry, old man.
There's a robot coming now.
Are you sure we did enough damage to interest it?
A few loose wires, that's all. Now, do we all know what we're doing?
When the robot goes back through the screen, I walk in front and step through as soon as the screen switches off for it.
And I come through behind the robot before the screen switches on again.
Well, I jump on its back and ride through. I just hope it can take the weight.
Oh, there shouldn't be any problem. I've seen them before doing minor repairs in the library. They're built like little tanks.
Look, there's something I don't understand. You say we've cheated the Central Command computer into thinking we're not here. Now, how we're supposed to have done that, I can't comprehend. But never mind that. What's confusing me is, why do we have to go through all this if the security systems are supposed to be ignoring us?
Because this isn't a security device we're facing. It's a piece of building maintenance we have to get round. As far as the actual security systems are concerned, we don't exist.
But how have we managed?
Look out, that robot's coming this way.
I'll explain it all once we're properly inside. Now, get on either side of the door. Do you hear that? The screen's dropped.
I'd say we'll have 4, possibly 5 seconds to get through.
That should be time enough.
It's going over to the panel.
Do you think it suspects anything?
It can't suspect. It's just an extension of Central Command, and that's where we're safe. Besides, it was only a short circuit. A place of this size, there must be dozens every day.
What's it going to be like on the other side of that screen?
I've no idea. It must be at least 60 years since any man has set foot in there. The records are so hazy, it could even be anything up to 150 years. And in all that time, Central Command has been continuously redesigning and rebuilding. We have to be prepared for anything.
I think it's finished.
Right. Stand by. Now, Baxter.
Look out! You're dropping the bag!
Carry on, I can grab
no,
it!
No, leave it!
Oh, quick! Help me pull him through!
I couldn't hold on to the robot's back. I had to drop it.
Oh. Am I still holding the bag?
Yes, let it go now.
You'll have to do it for me. I can't open my hand.
How is it?
Burned, not badly, but I think it goes all the way through, like it's been in a microwave oven.
Oh, God. You should have left the bag, Avery, Sim. It wasn't important.
You considered it worth bringing. Whatever's in it must be of some importance to you.
I'll tear my undershirt for bandages. Let me have yours, Mitchell. And we can make a sling as well.
Yeah, of course.
The pain is nothing. I feel nothing from the shoulder down.
The pain will come later, and then we'll have problems. You keep him talking while I strap him up.
I promised that once we were all well inside, I'd tell you why Central Command's security computer is ignoring us. Well, the answer's simple. Did you ever hear the old saying that a computer is extremely stupid?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, take that to its logical conclusion. Build an immense computer, and you get stupidity on an immense scale. Remember what I told you to do when we reach the turnstiles.
You are now entering the Library Division of Central Command. As you step through the turnstile, place both hands palm down on the metal plates. Place any luggage on the chute. Thank you. Enjoy your visit.
There. Now, am I right or am I wrong?
Could be, but I still think it's a bit obvious.
Obvious? What could be more obvious than a homicidal maniac and two cronies on the loose in the nerve centre of an entire society? But you try telling it to the machine. All you get is threats of an early pension.
Are you serious? Central Command's told you you're finished after this?
In as many words.
Well, pardon me for saying so, but it doesn't seem to have diminished your enthusiasm.
I'm not doing this to please a set of third-rate circuits. Look, suppose Mitchell goes mad in there, starts pulling wires on all sides. What do you think will happen?
Depends which wires he pulls.
There's no way we could predict that. He wouldn't even know himself. But with every wire, something breaks down. It might be water supplies. It might be welfare payments. Little things in themselves. But there isn't the knowledge or the expertise available anywhere to prop everything up. You know I've got no love for what Central Command represents. That's why I renounced my citizen's papers and took this job. But in the absence of anything that can take its place, I'm stuck with that machine.
After all that, I find it hard to believe that Mitchell's just walking round in there and being ignored.
Look, forget the library for a moment. Imagine you're running a building and you want to economise on manpower. You can't afford the credit to hire people to keep constant checks all over the building. So, you install 2 turnstiles, one going in and another coming out. Now, on each turnstile, you put a meter to count the number of people going through. At the end of the day, you compare the 2 meters. When they show that the same number of people have gone out as came in, then you know the building must be empty. So you shut up shop and you go home. But say somebody hops over a turnstile when you're not looking. He doesn't get counted, so you don't know that he's there.
That's Mitchell.
And his 2 friends. They were seen going in, but they weren't counted. The computer's logical conclusion is that they're not there.
Wait a minute. That theory won't hold water. You told me that the surveillance inside the library is so tight that the computer knows where everybody is all the time. It can hardly ignore 3 unaccountable bodies.
You wouldn't think so, but I'm not sure. I'm hoping for some enlightenment from this tricyclist you're supposed to be snatching from the jaws of the crematorium for me. Shouldn't he be here by now?
We had a radio report 10 minutes ago. He was in the helicopter then.
Well, let's go outside and look for it then. As soon as he arrives, I'll give him the theory and see if he has any reaction.
I think I have to rest. Please carry on. I'll try to catch up.
We can afford a few minutes. We'll wait.
I was prepared for something unexpected, but this is beyond belief.
I must sit down. Oh, tell me what you see.
Well, it's difficult. We've just emerged into some kind of gallery. It's circular, and so far across that I can't see the other side, apart from distant shadows in this blue light. All around the gallery, there are service bays full of equipment and robot tools. I think one of the service bays on the other side of the gallery must be in use, because I can see flashing white lights. Welding, perhaps. But it's too far away to tell for sure. The service bays are like recesses off the main gallery, and the machines seem to be stacked in them, waiting to be called into use. After every fifth bay, there's the end of a corridor like the one we've just come through, and there are cables everywhere. They come out of the walls and disappear into the floors, or else they run off along recesses in the metal. Wherever you look, it's polished metal.
Mm. If you look out into the centre of the gallery, you can see where the floor drops to another level.
Yes, that's right. And up above the roof is like a dome, which is open at the apex.
Yeah, that's where the light seems to be coming from. Going by the proposals I was able to read, there should be four main levels. We're on the second, the one for all the construction and maintenance work. That accounts for all these machines just waiting to be activated when the need arises. Down below us, there's a raw materials store. And on the next level up, it's the memory banks. And above them, the information handling facilities. And that's where we have to head for.
How will you know what to do when we get there?
And it's the one area which can't have changed since the proposals. A surgeon couldn't do a brain alteration on himself. Neither could Central Command. Somewhere up there, it's still running its original program. Improved and extended, but basically the same. There are three keys to turn, and that cuts the power. It's as simple as that.
And what then?
Well, nothing you'd notice. This building would be dead, of course, and the library would shut down. Everything else, all the services, would go on as normal. But there'll be no policy in it, no manipulation. All the little computers which fed their information into Central Command won't be matched up and altered to suit convenient statistical trends. The idea that Central Command supports us is a myth. It doesn't. It never has. It coordinates our activities for its own convenience, that's all.
What about Avery Sim? That arm's starting to hold him back.
I know. There's some climbing ahead to get to the upper levels.
I hear you. If there's climbing to be done, let's move on and do it.
This way, Mr.
Oh, this really is a bit of a damn nuisance, you know. Having dragged out in the middle of my lunch without any explanation or apology. It was my favourite, too. Cheese flan.
Yeah, we've probably done you more of a favour than you know, Mr. Digby. Mm. You can eat later at my expense. Now, have you understood what I've been explaining to you?
You can't play silly beggars with an old man's digestion, you know. I get used to set meal times. I'll probably be ill for a week.
Mr. Digby.
What?
The turnstiles.
What about them?
Haven't you heard anything I've said?
You mean about the hopping over and being ignored and everything? Oh, yes. It's all very feasible. When are you thinking of trying it?
I'm not thinking of trying it.
Oh, well, I'm far too old to be doing it. I'd never manage the jump, for one thing.
Mr. Digby, nobody's asking you to try it.
Oh. Can I go home, then?
Mr. Digby, it says in your records that you trained as a computer operator.
Oh, that's right. Yes. I had hopes of becoming a programmer, but I was made redundant at the age of 18.
You mean you were made a citizen?
Oh, it amounts to the same thing. I'd begun program training when Central Command announced that all the regional computers would become self-running. There didn't seem a lot of point carrying on after
that. So you know something about how computers think?
Oh, think? Computers don't think in the accepted sense. All they can do is add or subtract.
I don't understand.
Well, a computer uses circuits, and a circuit can only be either open or closed. I suppose you assign a value of yes to one state and no to the other. Now, when you want a computer to work on a problem, you have to freeze it as a long series of questions with yes-no answers. That's called a flowchart.
And what's the next step?
You have to translate the flowchart into one of the computer languages. And that's your program.
This question and answer business sounds like some child's game.
Oh, very much. Why do you think I wanted to be a programmer?
I don't understand this business of a computer language. Central Command speaks to us in English.
Oh, yes. Oh, it speaks in English, all right. But it thinks mathematically, if you insist on calling it thought. Because it can only count on open or closed circuits, it has to use a binary base.
One of Mitchell's books had binary in the title.
Ah. Can you explain what that is?
Well, it's maths with a base of 2 instead of a base of 10. Men have got 10 fingers, right? So when they first started counting, they'd count up to 10 and then put that set on one side and count up to 10 again. When they had 10 sets of 10, they called it 100 and went back to 1 again. Do you see?
Yes, I think so.
Well, a computer only has the equivalent of 2 fingers. Now, that's the open circuit and the closed circuit. It counts up to 2, and there's its set. When you're writing a program, you have to translate all your ordinary numbers into binary numbers and detail all the operations with keywords that the computer's already been programmed to understand, you see.
So one of these programs is a pretty complicated affair.
Oh, extremely. Fortunately, the computer can run it through at very high speed. Once it's programmed for a certain task, it can repeat it over and over with different variables, and it won't need a new program. But that is not thinking. There's no room to introduce a concept that isn't already written in.
And this is how the central command program works.
Oh, that's putting it very simply, of course. Now, imagine thousands of little programs for every conceivable problem. Subroutines, they're called. And these are all coordinated into the main program. That's central command.
So in that context, why is central command ignoring our men?
Because of the way the original program must have been written. Not by a man, but by another computer. Now, that computer had no reason to expect an act of outright disobedience, like jumping over a turnstile. Remember the flowchart. It's either yes or no. Go or no go. They're either inside or they aren't. If it's in the central command program to accept the turnstiles as conclusive evidence, then they can't be there.
Mr. Digby, you've been a very great help to us. I'll see that somebody takes you out for lunch before you go back. But I'd like you to stay around for just a little while longer.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I can't ever remember being asked about my work before. Oh, and I'll be wanting the cheese flan. Goodbye.
Well, what do you make of all that?
Obviously, you're right. Reminds me of a kid's rhyme.
What's that?
As I was standing on the stair, I saw a man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. I wish that man would go away.
Is it much further to climb?
About another 20 feet. If you look up, you'll be able to see me.
Oh, I'm not looking up. I'll need the energy for climbing.
Rest again if you need to. I'll take your weight on the cable.
I'm all right. I'll rest at the top.
I don't understand how he's made it so far. The pain in his arm must be terrible.
I can hardly ask him to turn back at this stage. They'd probably grab him as soon as he stepped outside.
Won't the same apply to us when all this is over?
I doubt it. There's bound to be confusion and we can slip out unnoticed. Our names will have disappeared off the files and we'll be able to go back to the underbelly.
Can I ask you to pull me over the edge?
Of course.
Come on. We've got you. Thank you. I'm afraid that in the near future you may have to go ahead without me. I'm slowing you down.
There's no real hurry.
Yes, but I don't think I can manage another climb like that. There were plenty of footholds on the piping, but the effort's too much with only one arm.
It gets easier from here. While you were covering the last few yards, I had a look round.
What did you see?
Well, this is the level of the memory stores. The roof is about the same height as the maintenance level below us. There are towers full of clear blue liquid, hundreds of them, and they're all pulsing with dim light. Those are the memory banks. As far as I could tell, a current goes through them and ranges all the molecules to store the information. That's why they glow.
What do you mean when you say the going gets easier?
Well, there are glideways just wide enough for the maintenance robots. The whole level's like a honeycomb from floor to ceiling. All we have to do is to walk up to the next level, making sure there isn't a robot using the glideway that we're on.
And if there is?
Well, we just step aside at an intersection until it passes.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad at all. Right, I'm ready to move.
Come on, then. We'll take it slowly.
No, I refuse even to contemplate such an ill-formed notion. My security is perfect.
You only think it's perfect. That's because you can't imagine otherwise.
I deal in facts, not ill-conceived human flights of imagination. I am machine, not subject to your irrational fantasies.
You just won't listen, will you? I'm explaining the truth and you're not interested.
Truth? Truth? Save your subjective ideals. I will tell you what the truth is.
Listen to the evidence. You must be getting hundreds, thousands of stimuli that all point to the same conclusion. Three men have bypassed your turnstiles and are walking round inside you.
Such a concept does not even exist.
Then how can I even describe it to you?
Mere semantics of a language not my own. I am wiping you from my memory, Randall. You have served me badly, so you cease to exist. Leave me now. I promote your assistant in your place.
Did you see that?
What?
One of those towers over there. The memory liquid went dark for a second and then came back up to brightness.
I wasn't looking. Probably just sorting out some stored information. How are you feeling, Avery, Tim?
Oh, much better. I don't mind the walking.
I'd say we're about halfway now. I didn't expect the route to be quite so complicated. It's rather like following a maze.
My problem's been in not looking down. It's a long drop with no handrails.
The robots don't need them. They'll concentrate on staying in the middle of the glideway.
Shh. Speaking of robots, I think there's one coming. I just felt the vibration.
In front or behind?
There's no way of telling.
Stop and listen, then.
I can't hear anything.
Are you sure you felt the vibration?
Positive.
We'll just have to go on until we see it. And then get out of the way.
Look, there it is.
I knew there was one.
Why has it stopped?
I don't know. We'll have to follow that fork to the right before it.
I think we're in trouble. There's another one coming down that path.
Well, back to the last intersection, then. There isn't enough room for them to pass, and we'd be pushed off.
Oh, hell, we're cornered!
I don't like to say this, but I think Central Command must know we're here.
But I thought that wasn't possible.
So did I. But look, three robots on a glideway made for one. Central Command isn't capable of that kind of inefficiency.
But how can it know?
But we only bypassed the security program. Or rather, we didn't bypass it. We blocked it from taking any action. Perhaps it's trying to get to us some other way.
Through the maintenance program.
It looks like that.
We can't stay on this path. We'll be pushed off the edge.
There isn't another within 20 feet of
us. Look, how about this idea? We go forward to the intersection and wait for one of the machines to move. When it reaches the intersection, we let it trap us on one branch of the fork. But when it starts to close in, we step across to the other branch before it can reach us. That should put us outside the net.
When we step across the gap, it'll be over a drop of 80 feet or more.
It's either that or be pushed off. As far as I can see, it's our only choice.
Lead on, then.
It's moving.
Right. Now we stay here on the fork until it reaches us. Then as it turns the corner, we step across onto the glideway behind it.
Here it comes.
Now!
Avery Sim, don't wait!
You'll be trapped!
Go! It won't follow you while it's holding me here.
We're not going on without you.
Jump before it pushes you too far back.
It's too far already.
Watch out for the other one behind you. Why? Why did he do that?
For his son. For Carrie.
You won't escape, Mitchell. I'll get you next time.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. It knows we're in here, all right. We better keep moving.
It did what?
You heard? The bloody machine fired me, stripped of rank and responsibilities.
And you're just going to accept that?
Like hell I am. There's only one thing I can do.
We're going in after him.
I'm going in. I'll need you on the outside. Now look, first I need an explosives man. And I want you to get me a revolver from stores, right, and some ammunition, and some life-saving...
The Last Rose of Summer, written by Stephen Gallagher. You can hear the sixth and final episode at the same time next week.
The Last Rose of Summer was produced by Tony Hawkins and Pete Baker of Piccadilly Radio, Manchester.